I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Hello, Miss Marissa.
Hi, how are ya?
Terrific, how are you?
Good, I'm finally feeling better.
That's good. Wow, a bunch of people at work after you got sick, and I'm not saying you got them sick, but man, and now we're recording ahead, so our folks need to know that, but wow, I got in there this morning, and I'm like, I don't want to get near anybody.
Oh, man.
And I'm still healthy.
I hope you stay that way.
It's the miracle of the airborne
gummies.
I'm telling you, I eat them like gummy bears, but...
Worth every penny
of those. Well, I did find some bottles at Wegmans for $2 off. So with my shopper's club, they were only $14.99 for a bottle, but...
Ah, stock up.
Yes. And, you know, even at Costco, they're $16.99.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to share something about Costco before we get into our podcast here for today. So I use Costco as an example in a lot of my trainings because John Maxwell uses them in the 21 Laws. But I had to go to Costco to get some tires mounted. So I got a newer vehicle, not new, but a used vehicle and new to me. And the tires were awful. So I ordered some tires on Tire Rack. So I went to Costco on Saturday morning, and I could not believe how positive and polite people were. Now, I'm there before the store opens because they do, every now and then they'll open their tire area, you know, during a busy season early. And every person that walked past me said, "Good morning, sir. How are you?" And I said, "I'm great. How are you?" And they just said, we're doing great. We're terrific. You know, and they were polishing the floors and they just could not, literally every single person that passed me that was a Costco employee asked me how I was doing. And when I asked them how they were doing, they said they were great or terrific or awesome. And when I spoke to the one gentleman about it in the tire department, I said, "You know, this is amazing how positive you people are." And I said, "I just love coming here." And this was his reply: "Sir, you have options. You don't have to shop at Costco. And we know that. So we need to make sure that you know we appreciate you coming and that you're valued." And like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Wow.
Why can't we get more stores like that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have to say, I did have one in all my years of Costco. I did have one individual that was a bit surly with me when I asked them something.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife said, "Well, what about that other?" I said, "You know what? She's not going to be there long because she won't fit the culture."
Yeah.
So clearly, this Costco, anybody in Central New York, if you're not shopping at Costco, you need to.
Mm-hmm. I know. I've never been.
Oh, you have to come.
I know. It's on the other side of town for me. But
go visit your mother, drop off the girls, and go to Costco.
I know. Well, that's what she just told me, that she just joined. And so I said, when next time you go, call me because I want to experience it.
Right. Well, and you know, we have a mutual friend, your former neighbor when you were living at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I won't mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him, but he loves to go.
Yeah.
He loves to go Saturday mornings because of the samples.
Oh, well, I think like you, a lot you of can people go there like to for do a that. Meal. I know. Right?
You just keep going round and round. But anyways, that's not why we're talking to people today, but it is amazing. They know how to treat their employees. They know how to treat their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we just keep going back because of it.
Oh, I can't wait to check it out.
So, you got to do it. And let me know. Report back. That's your homework.
I will.
Report back on the next page how your trip to Costco was.
Yes, I'll blog about it. My first trip to Costco.
There you go. But today we're on part two of Ready, Set, Grow. Mm-hmm. So, now I know I stole that from there's a nursery school, isn't there? Ready, Set, Grow?
Probably. I feel like a lot, there's a lot of, plays on the word grow for daycares. So,
yeah. So I'm pretty sure I stole it from somewhere. But so this is really, it's a 4-week series. It's about, it's a summary of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, one of my favorite books and a book that really did help change my whole life. And today we're going to talk about three of the laws, the law of reflection, law of consistency, and the law of environment.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that? Now, I always talk about reflection, but reflection is really a key, and you need to reflect. And the phrase that I always use is that, you know, reflection turns experience into insight.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does. So, you know, and I've sent you my notes, so feel mm-hmm. free to interrupt me anytime and ask me any questions. But, you know, one of the things we talked about when we talked about Once is Never Enough a few weeks back was our podcast on how much we forget. Well, reflection also helps us remember.
Yep.
You know, if we think about when we're in school, we take notes. Why do we mm-hmm. take notes? So that we can review the notes. That's called reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, and it can help us dramatically increase the retention of our life experiences. And we have some amazing life experiences that just pass us by
mm-hmm.
if we're not careful. I had another one. Interesting is I'm reflecting. So tonight I'll reflect, or actually tomorrow morning I'll reflect on my day today. And it was a yesterday experience that I reflected on this morning. See, that's why it's so stuck in my head. It's in there. I just don't remember why. But I was in a car dealership getting my oil changed and getting an inspection. I typically will do my oil and changes myself, but I can't do my inspection myself. So I said, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get under my vehicle to change the oil. I'll let the Ford dealer do it. But it was so neat to listen to people in the dealership, you know, expressing, you know, Merry Christmas to each other. And it was just one of these wonderful moments
mm-hmm.
when people actually acted nice to each other. And just on reflecting on that, even now, my mood shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that reflection piece. So that's the power of reflecting on positive things. But reflection, pausing allows us to use our eyes. And these are some of John's examples from the book. Pausing allows us to use the eye of investigation. It allows us to really look at what's happened and why it's happened.
Right.
It allows us to use the eye of incubation. You know, if we rush through a crisis rather than work ourselves through it, we never understand what happened in that crisis. And as a leader, we need to be the one that absorbs the punishment without surrendering our soul. So we take in the crisis, the difficult thing, we learn from it. It begins to process through in our minds and in our hearts. And then the eye of illumination, you know, it really allows us to play back the day. And really, I thought this was really great. Jim Rome said, at the end of the day, you should play back the tape of your performance. The results should either applaud you or prod you.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're reflecting, we either get this affirmation that, yep, you did it well, or, uh-oh, you need to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And the last eye is the eye of illustration. Good questions to the heart of reflection. Ask yourself questions that will illustrate your experience. Again, you want to shed light on what happened during the day and gain a learning from it. Because if you don't, you lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think about how precious life is, to lose the experiences of life, both good and bad, is just that's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts when you think about the word reflection?
I mean, I really, going back to the eyes, I think investigation, which is, you know, an interesting word to put on it, but, you know, it gives you an opportunity when you reflect to look at trends. So
right.
If you are recording somewhere in any way that works for you, you know, your reflection questions, and whether it be one question or five questions, it gives you an opportunity to really look back, especially if you're more of an analytical person or like a quantitative
right.
person over a qualitative
sure.
person. You could chart it. You know, you could do all kinds of things. If you want to look at a graph of, you know, how are you feeling or, you know, good day, bad day. And it gives you an opportunity to really learn instead of
right.
just reliving Groundhog Day over and over and over.
Exactly. And I just think this is a piece of our life that so many of us overlook.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're overlooking and missing some of the greatest moments of life.
Well, we're so focused on moving forward, as we should be. You know, it is so important to be moving, you know, onward.
Right.
But oftentimes we forget to turn around, look back, and learn.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and that looking backwards is really giving us the bearing to know how to go forward. Because if we don't reflect, I think John talked about it in Live to Lead this year, where he shared, you know, the person that gets knocked down and gets back up and gets knocked down and gets back up without learning why they got back or why they got knocked down is just plain stupid. So find those ways to really learn from that. And you know, because we're trying to cover a lot of ground in these four podcasts, in our podcast notes that they'll be able to download, and we'll give them a link in the description to know where to download it. I'll put in some of those possible reflection questions.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I'll also put in, you know, pausing allows us to use our eyes. I'll kind of put that in as to what what that's actually going to be. And something that you and I discussed today that we'll be doing with these notes will be for those folks that aren't signed up for my weekly blog posts, we're going to put in the post itself to add some meaning or some clarity to the podcast.
Yes.
Anything else you want to touch on reflection before we move to consistency?
No, I'm excited to talk about consistency though.
All right, good. So this is a phrase that you hear me say a lot. I'm not the original thought leader in this. I stole it. But motivation gets you going. Consistency keeps you growing. You know, it's not those major outstanding things, those pivotal moments in our life that help us grow. It's really the simple act of growing daily, doing small things daily. Jim Tressel, who was the former head football coach for Ohio State, he said, the hallmark of excellence, the test of greatness, is consistency. And that's really what it is. It's doing the right things, doing small things that are success habits daily. And when you do that, when you do the right thing every day, you become successful just because that's what happens.
Right.
What were some of your thoughts as you saw some of my notes on consistency?
I mean, for me, I just kept thinking about the things that I have been consistent with and then the things that I have been inconsistent with. And it's like basically everything that I have done that has been successful that either I've implemented in my life or projects, it's all because of consistency. None of those things would have been accomplished successfully if I hadn't been consistent. Whether it be at home or at work, I mean, that for me has really been the key to success.
That's true. Boy, and that's great. You know, when I was listening to another podcast this morning and John Maxwell reflected on writing his first book, and he just talked about the fact that, you know, he just had to start. And he had to write every day. And after a while, that compounds. Yep. And the next thing you know, you have your book. And now he has over 100 books because he does it. He literally does it every single day. He says 7 days a week, he gets up in the morning and he writes. And that's how you do that. One of the things that you need to do is you're trying to build, and again, our goal is to build growth plans. Match your plan or your motivation to your behavior profile. So what I mean by that is all of us are different. And if you're a person that is extremely analytical and detail-oriented, you're going to want a plan that's going to speak to that part of your behavior profile. It's probably going to have you know, a lot of charting. It's going to be an extremely detailed type of thing. With a lot of quantifiable metrics. If you're a person that is a high S behavior profile, where you really like the plan, but you like to do it with others type of thing, you're going to want to build that in. You're going to want to build in the feedback type of thing from other people or doing it with other people. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, the exercising type of thing. Well, there are people that love exercising alone. There's other people that hate exercising alone. So build that in. If one of your goals is to become a more active reader and glean knowledge from books, join a book club because you won't want to do it alone. Whereas a high C behavior profile may be perfectly fine to just do it alone. If you're a high I and you need to be you know, having fun all the time, you're going to want to be doing things that are connected to events, that type of thing. And so the goal is, again, match your plan with your disc behavior so that you will be able to stay consistent with it. You want it to be something that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know your disc behavior,
we can help you with that.
Yes.
Yeah, so reach out to us at MACNI, and we actually will be rolling out in this new year a brand new Maxwell branded disc,
mm-hmm.
John Maxwell team disc, which is super exciting. I know I've shared that with you mm-hmm. and some of the other team members. I am super excited about what that's going to look like. Start with simple stuff. Build your momentum. Be patient. Don't try to do a bunch of stuff. You know, don't try to give yourself a list of 12 things you're going to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Start with one thing you're going to do every day.
Right.
And really value the process. You know, daily goals are reached by doing the things which may be uncomfortable at first, but eventually become habits.
Mm-hmm.
When my wife tries to help our grandkids learn to tie their shoes.
Oh.
You know, and when we think about tying shoes the first time, that was awful. And there was no mm-hmm. Velcro when I was a kid. You had to learn how to tie your sneakers or you couldn't go to kindergarten kind of thing. It was mm-hmm. like, my mom said, if you can't do this, you can't go to school. Like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, talk about stress.
Right.
Maybe that's why I had problems with school. I didn't like tying my shoes. You know, anyway, like I said, no Velcro, no loafers. I had to tie those sneakers. But habits turn actions into attitudes, and attitudes turn into lifestyle. So focus on today. Don't get caught in like long-term goal traps. Get focus on doing certain things every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you do it.
Yeah, little by little.
Exactly. And again, we'll put some of these more notes in there. One of the things into the downloadable thing, I love this quote from Vince Lombardi. Once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to take that quit and cut it right out of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to quit. And another one, you'll never change your life until you change something that you do daily.
Yeah. And I think the key with both of those quotes really, you know, it's those are very true, but it's also important to remember, like, just because you had one bad day or...
Yes.
Or you had a setback doesn't mean you can't keep going. Like, you're not a complete failure just because...
Right. Oh, absolutely.
You had a setback.
Right. So we, you know, if we look at the law of reflection and what we're going to talk about next week being the law of pain, all right, what caused the setback? And what I always tell people in the Change Anything program that we teach, when you fail, you didn't fail, your system failed.
Mm-hmm.
So tweak the system. Mm-hmm. It's not that you failed, it's the system failed, you. So tweak the system
mm-hmm.
to set yourself up for success. So with that one really leads us right into the law of environment, which I think is huge in helping us move from willpower to why power type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So growth thrives in a conducive environment. And people always say this, or always hear me say this, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to think about the environment that we're placing ourselves in. Are we in an environment where there are people around us that can help us learn? People around us that challenge us to be better. I go back to Orlando to the John Maxwell certification event every year.
Mm-hmm.
They do it twice a year. I can't get there twice a year, but I make sure that I'm there once a year because I need to be around people that are better at things than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my mentors are, a lot of them. That's where I get a lot of ideas on how I can deliver training differently, how I can coach better. So you got to be around better people. This was another where they've done studies, but we become the average of the five people we hang around the most.
Mm-hmm.
So who are we hanging around? Are we hanging around people that don't want to grow? Are we hanging around people that really do want to grow? So we got to build this environment in. Are we in an atmosphere that's affirming? I actually had a young woman, I was doing an offsite last week, and brilliant young engineering woman that has been in some really bad companies. That's just the way I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a great one now. I was thrilled that she was there. But she literally has been beaten down by managers
mm-hmm.
in two different jobs. And so I was trying to help. She says, so, you know, what do I do? And so the first thing I asked her to do is I said, I want you to send me a list of all the things you're good at. She goes, what? I said, I want you to send me a list. She goes, well, do I have to believe this to make it work? I said, no, not right now. You don't. but I went, so she sent me just a bullet list. These are the things I'm good at. I said, okay, now her next assignment is I want you to use each one of these in an affirming statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am analytical and this allows me to whatever type of thing. Because that's going to help build an affirming atmosphere. Your growth environment must be affirming. It can't be critical or condescending. So we've got to build things into our environment that really get us excited, that affirm us, that mm-hmm. make us believe that we can do things.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I always like to do in the 15 Laws book is there's a list of things like music, thoughts, experience, friends, recognition, soul, hope, home, giftedness, memories, and books. And John is giving us that list and saying, take from that list things that lift you up, that inspire you, that speak to you. You know, is there a music that really gets you fired up and ready to go? Deborah Searle talked about it, Live to Lead, her playlist. She's got a playlist mm-hmm. on her phone that gets her ready for things.
Mm-hmm.
Are there friends that encourage you? For me, it's books, podcasts, you know, YouTube videos, which are really available. So they're so easy for us to access today.
Yep.
You know, set up a list of things that when you're feeling like you're struggling, you can't get through it, that you just all of a sudden plug into that and it works.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Martinelli, who's the president of the John Maxwell team, who was a high school dropout, had a set of, and maybe I've mentioned this on the podcast, I probably have, back when there were cassette tapes, he used to record quotes that meant something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he drove from place to place, he would play the tapes of himself reading these quotes.
Oh, wow.
And he titled it From Here to There because he would listen to it as he went from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening to those quotes over and over and over again helped him create the positive mindset that he has now. And he's mm-hmm. hugely successful. And at the time, he owned a cleaning business where he would just clean offices. And he became so successful at that he could sell the company at one point.
Wow.
So From Here to There is a great concept of what am I doing when I'm going from here to there,
mm-hmm.
which is all part of our environment. Anything that speaks to you when you think about a growth environment?
I mean, it's like if you think about your growth environment, it's the same as if you were raising children or
yep.
growing a plant. I'm sitting here. I just planted I have a pineapple plant that I'm growing.
Really?
That I'm one of our coworkers shared with me from her pineapple plant. So in 3 years, hopefully it'll bloom with a little baby pineapple.
Really?
Yes. And so
I've never heard of such a thing. That's cool.
You know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I mean, it's just like my pineapple plant. Like the environment has to be right for it. The soil has to be, you know, willing to grow it. It needs sunlight. It needs water. It needs, otherwise it won't. It needs it consistently, right? So going back to the law of consistency. And so this kind of, I feel like, ties it all in. Like if the environment is not conducive,
right,
to the growth expectation, well then I shouldn't even expect it to grow if I'm not willing to foster the environment that it needs.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, I heard a few quotes today. Again, in this podcast, this leadership podcast I was listening to as I was going from here to there. How's that? One of them was, you are the way you are because that's the way you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you that at least half of our listeners, well, maybe not, because our listeners are brilliant. That's why they choose to listen to the next page. But at least half the people that we work with, and I don't mean that in a condescending type of way, but they would probably disagree with that statement.
Right.
Because they would say, no, I'm the way I am because of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
No. You are the way you are because that's the way you want to be. Because if mm-hmm. you didn't want to be that way, you would change it.
Right.
And this is a quote from Fred Smith. If you really wanted to be different, you would be in the process of changing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So are we happy with our growth? Are we happy with, you know, where we are? The actions of men is the best interpreter of their thoughts. So are they, you know, if we want to change, if we want to grow, we're going to find a way to do it. And then the last quote that I thought was kind of cute that I know I'm going to use forever and ever and ever almost. It actually was a story. And so this guy notices this little kid who's fishing on the bank of a river. And he keeps pulling the fish in. And whenever he catches a fish, and he caught a bunch of fish, he would lay it across his hand. So he would stretch out his, you know, his thumb and his little finger and as far as he could reach it. If the fish was bigger than that, he threw it back. He only kept small fish.
Hmm.
So the guy said to him, he goes, you know, young man, tell me, why do you throw away all the big fish? And he said, because I only have a 10-inch frying pan at home.
Hmm.
So if we think about that, how many of us throw opportunities away because we only have a 10-inch frying pan?
That's like self-limiting behaviors.
Exactly. Get a bigger frying pan, for mm-hmm. Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that for a crazy story to end the next page?
Yeah. And we already know that next week we will be continuing this topic with part 3.
We will.
Of our
part 3
series.
Of Ready, Set, Grow. And we're going to talk about the laws of design, pain, and the rubber band.
Mm. I like that one.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe one of the things I'm going to ask you to talk about next week would be, is there a specific, did we talk about a specific area where you want to grow in 2019?
I don't think we've talked about it. No.
No. So I'll give you some time to think about that. How's that?
All right.
Okay, great. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.